Welcome to the podcast Others Chats, where I talk about from mindset to motivation to money management, wealth creation, and of course, some of the successful case studies with the aim to bring out the best in you and me combined. If we study the pattern, the behavior of every single successful people in this entire world, be that a millionaire or be that one who is very content in what he is achieving in his life, there are 5-6 certain traits that will be common in every single one of them. Accountability will be coming in the top of that list. Definitely. Be that Gary Vee talking about it or be that Brian Tracy shouting about it from the stage. Accountability plays a major role in every single high performance people. So what does actually accountability mean? Accountability is when you take control over your own life rather than giving it or submitting it to someone else. For ease of discussion, we will try to divide this episode into 3 parts. First part we'll be talking about the problem with not being accountable. Second part, we will talking about the advantages of developing this wonderful trait. And third part, this is the most important part, where we will discuss about 3 ways where how you can develop this accountability. All right. So first, if you're not accountable, what's the big deal about that? Why everyone just wants you to be accountable? Why every motivational gurus, every successful entrepreneurs, every public speaker ever, they focus so much about being accountable? Because there are a lot of ways to be failing in life. One of them is blame others for everything. If you just blame other people, other situations, if you blame the time, you would have thousands of reasons, thousands of things to blame for your own failure. If you don't take the accountability, if you don't take the control, then nothing's going to change in your life. So for that matter, you need to stop blaming others and be, you know, holding yourself accountable so that you won't be repeating the same mistakes going ahead. So the single biggest advantage of being accountable is you have the complete control over your own life. Be that your success, be that your failure, be that your setbacks, you are the one responsible for it. That somehow gives you that confidence that, you know what, I am in charge of my own life. Nothing determines my future apart from my own self. No marketplace, not other people, not my parents, not my friends. They don't dictate how I will progress ahead in my life. Rather than I will decide myself that how I'm gonna get ahead in my life. Having that sense of control over our own life kind of inspires you, kind of motivates you to take actions. At that same point of time, if you start blaming others for everything, you are automatically putting them into pedestal. You are automatically giving the control of your life into their hands. So it's very easy in that particular period of time that you get passive in your approach. You don't take actions that is required to get your necessary results. So being accountable gives you that sense of authority over your own life. And that is a big, big superpower. Okay, right now you must be thinking, you know what, Adarsh, we know all these things. Please tell me the 3 things that you are talking about, how we can develop the accountability. That's what we are here for. So don't worry, I'm gonna tell you about that. There are basically 3 steps, like I said. First one is accountability partner. Brian Tracy, a world-renowned author, best-selling author, motivational speaker, and selling coach, business coach, whatever you tell him. He talks about this thing a lot, that have an accountability partner. Be that your best friend, be that your mom, be that your dad, be that your love, maybe your girlfriend, maybe your boyfriend, whatever. Have someone who knows about what you want to do, what your goals are. So if you're not taking measurable actions in that direction, he will kick you in the backside and say, you know what, you have to do this thing. Having an accountability partner is always helpful. Like, you want to go to the gym. After 2 days and the 3rd day, you don't want to go to the gym because, of course, it's tiring. But if you have an accountability partner, he will kick your ass, he will say, you know what, go to the gym, and you know what, you have to do that, because at that particular time it's about your ego as well. And similarly, the second point is also kind of similar to this, and that is announce in the social media. Every one of us are in social media. So in front of your friends, followers, how about you declare something that, you know what, I'm trying to work on this thing. For example, I'm trying to wake up at 6 a.m. every single morning. So at 6:15 a.m., I'll put up a story. You just announce that in your social media. If you don't do that a single day, your social media friends, your followers are going to question you. Just to get rid of that thing, just to get rid of that uncomfortable thing, you will get up at 6 a.m. every single day. That is what announcing in social media about your next plan is all about. Okay, these are the things that you can do outside. What is the one thing that you can do inside you that will actually make you more accountable in your life? And that is reflecting behavioral pattern. What's that? Okay, don't get too much into this jargon. It basically means you reflect upon your past behavior where you had no accountability that led to a setback. Maybe you can think about, you know, once in your school days, you thought that your tuition teachers will help you get more marks, but that was not the case. You were the one responsible. You were the one who had to study, but you didn't study because you thought that getting into that particular tuition will fetch you marks. Right? Every one of us had some sort of experience where we had given the authority of our life to someone else, to school teachers, to our parents, to our so-called best friends back then. And that resulted in some sort of setback, be that small, be that large, but some sort of setback. Once you develop that behavioral pattern that, you know what, if I'd give this, I blame others, if I give this authority or give this charge to someone else, I may end up in hot water like I did 5 years back. That constant juggle in your head will definitely make you more accountable. And it is not a matter of only 5 days or 10 days or a month process. It is a kind of mindset thing that you have to practice every single day, so that 1 year or 2 years down the line, you have become more responsible and you have become more accountable. It is kind of long-term solution to this problem. I hope all these three things are clear to you now and you start taking actions about anyone, or even better, all of these three steps. Thank you for listening. If you loved it, follow the podcast Others Chats. You can also follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Waiting for you in the next episode.